with her.
Sean, Aaron Port signed with The Athletic. A lot of guys have talked about sort of the balance of still processing a loss but also looking forward to a season. This hits obviously closer to home to you than even some of them. Your feelings, just what you're going through as this day approaches?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously tough. Haven't really talked publicly about it at all, and I mean, I still don't know the exact words to even say, but I mean, I'm excited for the season. I'm excited to get it going. We're going to miss Johnny. I'm going to miss Johnny a lot. It's, I mean, something I think about every day. So it's definitely really hard to get through. But, I mean, we got a great group here. And, yeah, we're going to miss him as a team.
Ryan in the back.
Ryan Baker, 97.1 The Fan. Welcome to Columbus, Sean. I know this has been a terrible welcoming to Columbus for you, but what are your initial thoughts of Columbus, and how do you like it so far?
Yeah, no, it's I love it here. It's a beautiful place to live. My family loves it here. The staff's amazing. Teammates are very welcoming and humble, great people. So it's exciting. I feel at home here, and yeah, I mean, I'm excited to get the season going.
Dom Tiberi, WBNS TV. Some of your teammates talked about what Johnny would want us to do. How much of that is in the back of your mind, what Johnny would want you to do?
Yeah, it's there a lot. I mean, I think about it every day. It's we're about to live, I think, three houses down from each other. I came in, we were stallmates. There's a lot that goes into it. He's arguably my best friend, teammate for many years, and someone that, like I said, we're going to miss a lot as a team, and personally I'm going to miss him. I mean, I'll miss him the rest of my life.
Whitney.
Hi, Sean. Whitney Harding from NBC4. Welcome to Columbus. You've been through a lot of training camps. This is not new, being on the eve of this one. But does this one feel, is there a little bit more maybe anxiety, nervousness going into this one, new team, but also just what has gone on?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, I always have a little bit of anxiety and nervousness going in, no matter if it was my first camp or, I mean, my 12th. So it's, you're excited, you get nervous, you want to make a good impression, you want to feel good, so that's where that comes from. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of weight on our shoulders right now. There's a huge loss, a special person who's not here, and I mean, like I said, it's on my mind every day, every second, and we want to obviously put our best foot forward and put our best effort out there for Johnny.
Go ahead, Brian. All right.
Brian Hedger with the Columbus Dispatch. you've obviously had the experience of playing for new teams and going into new locker rooms before, and kind of how awkward maybe that can be sometimes. With this situation, do you feel, because this happened, that you guys have almost an instant bond now through Johnny?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's never really awkward. It's never really met a bad guy in hockey, so everyone's usually pretty welcoming, and I mean, makes you feel at home right away. But I was familiar with a couple guys on the team, and I mean, met a few guys. I mean, talked to a bunch of guys over the summer, and I mean, even the young guys, they're mature, they're humble guys. Yeah, it's a good group, and I mean, we're surrounded by some great people in the locker room.
I'll go to Nick in the middle there.
What did you love about Johnny? What's your favorite memory or favorite story of him?
Honestly, I couldn't pick one. It's a little bit of everything. It's a tough question to answer. I mean, I think maybe one of my favorite moments was the day he found out Mara was pregnant for the first time.
Whitney.
Hi, Sean, again. I have a hockey question for you. This is a club that has struggled with center depth in recent years, and very excited to have you here as a true center. What are you hoping to teach maybe some of these younger centers, you know, the Fantillis, while you're here? And do you feel that responsibility to be kind of the leader of the centermen?
Yeah, no, I'm excited. There's a lot of great young players, obviously good veteran players, and it's, I mean, I'm going to try and lead by example. I mean, do the things I do the things I'm comfortable with, and, I mean, try and help myself to get better, and, I mean, be able to push other guys on the team, too, to be better. So it's an exciting group with guys trying to obviously start off and take off in this league, and guys that are continuing to try and be great players in this league. And it's a team that I'm really proud to be part of.
Ryan in the back again.
Kind of piggybacking off of that, Sean, they obviously brought you in here to be a big part of this and also help with the Fantilli, a Sillinger, things like that. How much do you enjoy that opportunity?
Yeah, no, it's exciting. I mean, I already have a great relationship with both of them, so it they're fun to be around. They're hardworking. They're motivated. Obviously want to be big impacts on this team and great players in the league. So, I mean, anything I can do to help them, I'll be there. And, I mean, I'm still going to be learning from them, too. I mean, there's new things going on. There's different speeds in the game and new ideas. So, I mean, I'll be leaning on them as much as they'll be leaning on me.
We'll go to Ed, third row center.
Hi, thanks. Ed Francis with First Ohio Battery. We've learned today there's been some reshuffling in the locker room, players in different spots. You're obviously new in town, so it can't be a different spot for you. But who are you sitting next to now? Who are you lined up with? And what do you know about them?
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually still sitting beside Johnny, so it's pretty special. I get to get that memory every day. So I got that on one side, and then Marshenko on the other side, and just starting to get to know him, but skated with him now a few times, and he's a funny guy, and I mean, I'm sure I'm going to get to know a lot about him here soon.
We'll go to Mark here in the second row.
Mark Scheib from the Hockey Writers. Just your initial impressions of Dean Evason, and what do you feel like that he can bring to this team?
Yeah, no, I think he's a great person. That's the biggest thing. But, yeah, he's motivated for us to try and take off right away. I think he's not going to hold guys back and let us play our game. So he's a coach, I think, that players are going to want to play for.
All right. Any other questions for Sean? All right. Great. Thanks, Monty.
Thanks, guys.